When the big three automakers realized last year that they weren't going to reach expected sales levels, they began cutting production. There have been some layoffs, but most assembly line workers are simply going back to a 40-hour work week. Some of them will lose as much as $20,000 this year in overtime pay. That also will hurt many businesses in Michigan. From Detroit, Michigan Public Radio's Matt Schaefer Powell reports.
It's been said that people in Michigan are crazy about their cars, but Van Snyder will tell you they're just as crazy about their boats. Snyder is the president of the Michigan Boating Industries Association.
I spent some of my background in the state of Florida, and everybody assumes Florida's number one in boat registrations, and actually it's Michigan, and we have more boats than any state in the United States.
Snyder is standing on the exhibit floor of the Novi Expo Center in suburban Detroit. All around him, work crews are pulling boats into the building, getting them ready to display. Within 24 hours, the floor will be filled with boating enthusiasts, or so Snyder hopes. In February, the area's biggest boat show in Detroit saw attendance drop to its lowest level in a decade. Not coincidentally, that was the last time Michigan's big three automakers ordered such large production cuts. Over the last decade, Ford, General Motors, and Daimler Chrysler paid Michigan auto workers annual overtime totaling about $2.5 billion. For an average auto worker, that adds up to almost $300 a week. But this year, that overtime pay has largely disappeared. Both auto workers and Michigan businesses are trying to adjust to a 40-hour paycheck. Those businesses hit hardest specialize in the things that people can do without: expensive houses, higher-priced cars, and yes, boats. Sean McElinden of Ann Arbor Center for Automotive Research says boating has become part of the auto workers' culture. He says it's been especially true during the past decade when overtime money bought a lot of boats.
If you really don't have much leisure time, you know, economic theory predicts you would try to make the most of the little leisure time you get by mixing it with a lot of big toys.
Earlier this year, McElinden warned auto workers to stay away from the boat shows, to stop spending money on luxuries, and to concentrate on lowering their debt. But Rick Feldman, UAW plant chairman at Ford's Michigan truck plant, says that's easier said than done.
I think we're all Americans. I don't think Americans are ever prepared for the future. We believe it can't happen to me. We believe I can take care of myself until it happens to me. So very few people live on a 40-hour paycheck when they know that the future requires that they do that.
Ronald Ehrenberg, a labor researcher from Cornell University, agrees that it's an easy trap to fall into.
You become hooked on the higher incomes. If they work 100 hours of overtime 1 year, they don't say, wow, this is a random bonus and I'm either going to save it or I'll spend it on something where I don't have to repeat an expenditure in the next year. It just becomes part of your lifestyle and you adjust to the higher income.
But auto workers are a pretty savvy bunch, and most avoid getting in over their heads. David Littman, senior economist at Comerica Bank, says that's especially true for the seasoned veterans who are used to the ups and downs of the auto industry. He says Michigan's business leaders are just as seasoned.
Not just in Michigan, but in the Midwest generally, compared to other regions of the country, we're used to these cycles, and we're rather quick to rebuild or attempt to rebuild saving, pay down debt, in times of uncertainty, cutbacks in overtime.
Auto workers and for the businesses who rely on their overtime wages, Littman says this may be as bad as it gets. Since Detroit's car companies have already made most of the necessary cutbacks, he predicts they'll likely be pushing for overtime again by the middle of next year. For NPR News, I'm Matt Schaefer Powell in Detroit.